Warning to those who might have helped New York escapees.
You'll be on the other side of the prison that you've been policing.
Judge says there is evidence to charge Cleveland officers.
It's a small step towards justice for Tamir.
$44,000 for a month's supply of pills?
I can't imagine what it could be other than a scam.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. With two escaped killers still on the loose, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo suggests the inmates may have gotten help from more than one person.
We're talking to several people who may have facilitated the escape.
A woman who works at the prison is believed to have had second thoughts about being their getaway driver, and a published report says she may have smuggled in the power tools they used in the breakout. CBS's Anna Werner is covering the manhunt.
New information coming from the Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley this morning, who says that police found two sets of footprints at that mobile gas station down the road from us in Dannemora, near the prison, of course. After police saw those footprints, they called in the dogs that once again found the men's scent. That, as an active hunt continues in this area.
There's been a second arrest in the Boston terror case that left a knife-wielding suspect dead after a confrontation with police last week. A Rhode Island man's been taken into custody. Federal officials searched his home for 2 days. When an African-American college student was arrested in March outside a Virginia bar, video of it went viral. Now, as we hear from CBS's Jim Krasula, the case against him has been dropped.
Martise Johnson's arrest back in March sparked outrage. Pictures and videos posted on social media showed the 20-year-old University of Virginia student bloodied and pinned to the ground by state ABC agents. A prosecutor now says it's in the best interest of justice and the local community to drop the charges against Johnson.
A Cleveland judge says there is enough evidence to charge two police officers involved in the shooting death of a 12-year-old boy last November. Tamir Rice was holding a pellet gun in a park when police responded. Rochelle Smith is one of the activists who asked the judge to weigh in.
It was great to see people using the tools that are available to them to find justice, no matter how small the steps are.
And prosecutors say the ultimate decision on charges will rest with a grand jury. Overseas, the former head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, has been acquitted of pimping charges in a French trial that detailed lavish sex parties. Allegations first surfaced against Strauss-Kahn in 2011 when a New York hotel maid accused him of sexual assault. German prosecutors are closing their probe into the alleged hacking of Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone by the American NSA. They say there's not enough evidence. Was the government data breach reported earlier this week worse than first thought? Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
A union representing federal workers believes all 2 million employees of the executive branch, almost all agencies except the CIA, are affected by this, their personnel files, and those of 2 million former workers potentially exposed. The union complains that data was not encrypted and credit monitoring now being offered is inadequate. And who were the hackers? The top Democrat in the Senate, Harry Reid, mentioned almost casually as he blasted a Republican.
He blames Barack Obama for the hacking that the Chinese did.
Officially, the U.S. government is not blaming China. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
A vote is set for today in the House on a bill that would give the president the authority to strike a Pacific trade deal. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Fast-track authority is opposed by dozens of conservatives who fear giving the president the power to set the terms of a deal that Congress can't amend. Most Democrats oppose it, too, because they say free trade leads to a loss of American jobs. The president's chief of staff was here on Capitol Hill, hoping to sell the package to skeptical members of his own party. But so, too, was the head of the AFL-CIO, urging Democrats to run fast track off the rails.
A common diet supplement costs about $150 in stores. So why did a prescription for it cost an insurer tens of thousands? CBS's Jim Axelrod investigates.
A CBS News employee was astonished when he saw the claim the pharmacy submitted and his insurance approved. For a one-month supply, $44,707. He got 180 capsules of powdered resveratrol, an antioxidant found in red grapes, available at any local nutrition store. So we asked Dr. Jeff Blumberg. He's the director of the Antioxidants Research Laboratory at Tufts University and a leading expert on nutritional supplements.
What do you think is going on here?
For $44,000 a month for a dietary supplement, I can't imagine what it could be other than a scam. No, this is thousands of times more expensive than what you can buy it for anywhere else.
In fact, you can buy it for thousands less at Warner West, the very same pharmacy that filled the $44,000 prescription.
So it's an extract from grapes.
Wearing hidden cameras, we asked their pharmacist about buying resveratrol without insurance and were quoted a very different price.
$200.
At that price, the CBS employee's prescription would have cost about $600 out of pocket, more than 70 times less than the $44,000 claim approved by CVS Caremark.
Jim Axelrod, CBS News, New York.
The Warriors beat the Cavaliers in Cleveland 103-82 to even the NBA Finals at two games each. Golden State star Steph Curry scored 22 points.
We came in with the mentality that we had to win this game, so it was about effort and consistent effort every possession.
Cavs star LeBron James needed stitches to close a cut in his head in the first half. At the Women's World Cup, the U.S. is back in action tonight playing Sweden. CBS's Jerika Duncan in Winnipeg.
Shooting is deflected, and the U.S. has scored!
USA is looking to ride the momentum from their first game, a game they won Monday thanks largely to inspired playing by goalkeeper Hope Solo. Some of Solo's teammates played for Swedish pro teams. They will need to capitalize on their inside knowledge.
They're incredibly smart players. So we have to be prepared for a team that's tactically very aware and knows what their strengths are, and will play to those strengths.
Now, in their first game at the World Cup here, Sweden actually tied Nigeria. Many soccer fans expected Sweden to win that game easily. It just goes to show here at the World Cup, there are no guarantees. Just one game at a time.
Jack King has died at 84, a man who was the soundtrack as the U.S. aimed for the moon.
Two, you've probably heard his voice a thousand times in movies, documentaries, even commercials.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
I just wanted to say I wish I had a penny for every time I used it.
That's Jack King, who counted down Apollo 11 for NASA and remembers driving in for launch, passing people who camped out for days to get a good view. His own view was from the launch control center.
And there was that magnificent vehicle just sitting in a bed of fire. It seemed to take an eternity, and then finally it started to rise.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Four Westerners who posed naked atop a mountain have pleaded guilty to obscenity charges in Malaysia. One local official blames the behavior for causing an earthquake last Friday that killed 18 climbers. The roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.